This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 493 for Thursday, July 25th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is declining on Thursday morning following weakness in most comparable oils. Chicago soil and European rapeseed are lower to start the day, while crude oil is also taking a step back due to economic concerns in China. However, Malaysian palm oil is higher. The Canadian dollar is down less than 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The Bank of Canada announced yesterday it has cut its key interest rate by 25 basis points at 4.5%. The November canola contract is down $2.80 per ton at $667.80. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are up, while wheat is down. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 331,400 tons of old crop U.S. corn were sold for export during the weekend of July 18th, down nearly half from the previous week. However, new crop sales totaled 745,200 tons, exceeding trade expectations. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported average daily production of ethanol at 1.095 million barrels per day, down 11,000 from the previous week, but still the third largest in the marketing year. Ethanol stocks jumped 563,000 barrels at 23.7 million. The western U.S. corn belt will be dry next week, but eastern parts may see some mild showers. The September corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.08. 88,600 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans are sold for export, down 61% from the week before and below trade expectations. However, 829,700 tons of new crop were sold. U.S. soy meal export sales totaled 258,100 tons for old crop, as well as 520,900 tons for new crop, higher than expected. In total, 6,900 tons of old crop U.S. soy oil were sold, while there were net sales reductions of 3,100 tons of new crop. Malaysian palm oil exports from July 1st to the 25th were up 31% from the first 25 days of June. ANAC is projecting July Brazilian soybean exports at 10.43 million tons and 2.4 million tons of soy meal, both record amounts. The November soybean contract is up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.76. Export sales of U.S. wheat were down nearly one-half from the week before at 309,300 tons, at the lower end of trade expectations. The second day of the U.S. Wheat Quality Council's tour of hard red spring wheat fields in North Dakota reported an average yield of 53.7 bushels per acre, up 8 from last year and up 13.7 from the five-year average. The average yield was slightly lower for Durham. The tour will conclude in Fargo, North Dakota tomorrow. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.39. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.61. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.05. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, July 25th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.